This month, the Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council voted to redistrict the Tyler Street neighborhood in a move officials say will expand how residents and business owners can use its space. WAMC sat down with city planner CJ Haas to talk about the plan and how it coincides with similar efforts in other parts of the city.
It's an overlay district that encompasses largely the Tyler Street commercial corridor. It essentially provides flexibility for consideration of non-typical traditional business types, as well as some other just development, redevelopment, flexibility in the use of space.
What does that mean for residents of Tyler Street?
Probably the calls we got most were from residents questioning how this would affect their tax bill, which it has no effect. Really, from the residential perspective, it should have a great impact because this provides and makes it easier to develop more diversity in our housing choices in the neighborhood. So from the residential side, this should really be a significant benefit.
And for possible developers in the area, what does that mean?
The overlay does a few things. It reduces some of the parking requirements, which, you know, a lot of our parking requirements are more suburban based, and with Tyler Street being more of an urban neighborhood, it just provides a good amount of flexibility in understanding those limitations. You know, not every property can provide a large parking lot on site to meet our parking requirements. So from that perspective, it provides flexibility on that end. But it legalizes, you know, traditional mixed use development, which has been happening on Tyler Street for probably 200 years and, through most modern zoning ordinances, with Pittsfield not being any different than most communities, that really was not something that was really not a legal development pattern at this stage. And it's similar to what we've done downtown, is we're trying to bring our zoning back in line with, you know, traditional development patterns.
So that compares in some ways to, say, North Street and its district and how that's designated?
Generally, the concept was the same. Is one, again, trying to legalize traditional mixed-use development while also providing flexibility for, you know, modern land uses, modern businesses that weren't necessarily conceived the better part of 50 years ago when our zoning was originally adopted. You know, so things like the creative economy or shared workspaces, you know, those aren't concepts that are really legalized in our zoning, even though they're now becoming more commonplace things that we think of as being, you know, relevant business types today.
As far as the implementation of the new districting, when does this go into effect and when will it start to actually shape how Tyler Street continues to develop?
It's in effect today. After the meeting, the mayor, city, and city council president both signed the document that, you know, so it's now in place. Any new businesses, any new developers, they'll be subject to these new requirements on Tyler Street. And based on, you know, just over the last several years, some of the interest we've seen in the neighborhood, we suspect that these new regulations will provide a benefit to, you know, some new projects we could even see in the next few months.
With the Tyler Street Streetscapes project also happening in Pittsfield this year, is there going to be a relationship between how the neighborhood is redesigned and this new districting?
I think they complement one another. Generally, zoning addresses the actual property and not so much the public right-of-way. And we haven't tried to significantly change that relationship. So they're certainly related, especially the way buildings relate to the street. If it's new construction, how they're placed, how they complement one another. But the streetscape effort will really be separate, but it's, you know, the goals are largely the same. It's trying to help stabilize, revitalize, you know, and inject some, you know, there are already many successful businesses on Tyler Street, but this will hopefully inject some more interest and growth.
Looking at the rest of Pittsfield, are there any other plans to use a similar strategy or technique to revitalize other neighborhoods in the city?
At this stage, generally it's known that there's some modifications we need to make to our zoning ordinance, because as I stated, a lot of what's there goes back to the ordinance that was adopted in 1973. So we will continue to make changes. We have some pretty significant changes that we'll be making to our downtown zoning to modernize that even further, which we'll probably start rolling out in the next month or so. And we continue to realize that there are, I brought up uses before. We really need to do a better effort of modernizing, what businesses and what business demands there are in the community. There wasn't any single event that really led to us understanding that this was important, but this is really a culmination of a few things. One, the Transformative Development Initiative District that has been in place for the last 5+ years, and all the planning work we did around that. Some of the business interest we've had on Tyler Street and especially uses that were non-traditional uses, but were deemed not allowable when they probably would have been good fits in the neighborhood. And just also some of the interest we received in the neighborhood when the Super Walmart was proposed at the William Stanley Business Park a few years back, and really opening our eyes to trying to balance, what might be new development interest with also trying to stabilize, revitalize the Tyler Street corridor and the neighborhood as a whole.